VOA News. The White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Trump wants to wait until after the investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is completed. Meantime, a new Quinnipiac University poll said Americans believe by a 51-35% margin that the Russian government has compromising information about President Trump. The Gaza Health Ministry said three Palestinians were killed Wednesday in Israeli strikes east of Gaza City. The Israeli military said it was targeting Hamas military posts in the Gaza Strip after Israeli troops on the border came under fire. An Israeli officer was wounded by a Palestinian sniper. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings and other attacks Wednesday in southern Syria, killing at least 204 people. Multiple bombers blew themselves up near a market and a busy square in the city of Sweita. At least 180 others were wounded in the attack. The U.S. Treasury Department has placed sanctions on five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. The agency said that targeted groups and people were important parts of a network that obtained electronics for the Syrian agency that develops the weapons. The polls have closed and vote counting is underway in Pakistan, where nearly 106 million people cast their ballots in Wednesday's violence-marred general elections. Just hours after voting began, a powerful suicide blast outside a polling station in Quetta killed more than 31 people. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Union reached a truce Wednesday, agreeing to talks during which time they will not punish each other with additional tariffs. The two partners are responsible for half of global commerce. This year's summit of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, began Wednesday with an expression of concern about the trade war brewing between the United States and BRICS' wealthiest member, China. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa issued strong words of concern at the opening of the summit in Johannesburg on Wednesday.
We are meeting here, ladies and gentlemen, at a time when the multilateral trading system is facing unprecedented challenges.
On the eve of the summit, Ramaphosa met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. China has been attempting to shore up its international relationships amid U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Chinese goods. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
President Trump attacked China on Wednesday for targeting American farm products with new tariffs in what he said would be a failed effort to gain a trade advantage over the United States. In a new warning, the UN's World Meteorological Organization says the world is becoming increasingly vulnerable to the impact of climate change. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WMO headquarters in Geneva.
The chief of the WMO's World Weather Research Program, Paolo Ruti, says there's no discernible global pattern of climate change, but its impact is increasingly visible in certain areas, such as the Arctic.
We have seen wildfires in the Arctic, so there is a favoring conditions related to the fact that climate change is acting. So you are melting the permafrost, you have much more that vegetation that is available. You have sometimes you have stronger winds, so you are several factors.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi told the Ugandan parliament Wednesday that his country will open 18 new embassies across Africa. In the first speech to Ugandan lawmakers by a sitting Indian leader, Modi also announced loans worth $200 million for infrastructure and environmental projects. El Salvador has declared a state of emergency after severe drought destroyed the crops of thousands of farmers. In Zimbabwe, a severe shortage of cash has left businesses struggling and is forcing consumers to adopt a mobile money transfer service. Also in Zimbabwe, EU electoral observers have been allowed into the country for the first time in 16 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.